Hello, my name is Hannah. Speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Erica Johnson, and her phone number is 404-956-9777. 3 times 7.
Thank you so much. You can go ahead and complete the transfer now. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Hello, is this Erica?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Erica. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
That's great to hear. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So before we do that, I did just want to confirm some basic information for you first. I have your first name here is Erica. Is that E-R-I-C-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the best phone number for you is that 404-956-9777.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
I am, yes.
Okay, great. We can go ahead and move forward here. Have you already found an attorney to assist you with the hair relaxer case or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed any documents or sought legal representation from any other law firm. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, got it. Okay, and was it you that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, and after using the hair relaxers, were you then diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, we're going to try to see if we are going to be able to assist you here. I did want to start with the day of your diagnosis. What day were you diagnosed?
It was March, I think.
Okay.
March earlier this year. March.
This year, I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. Just as an estimate, did you want me to go ahead and put March 1st of this year?
That's fine.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do that. And would you happen to recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The doctor was Dr. Kimberly Kunch.
Okay, and how do they spell the last name?
K-U-N-C-H. Or C-I or something like that.
Okay, got
it. It's a weird spelling.
Okay, no worries. Let me try to see if I can find her. Okay, let's see. Okay, and you saw her in Atlanta, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put that information in here.
Well, it's actually Austell, but it's Atlanta. We still call it Atlanta. Austell, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Metro. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
Metro,
that.
Metro, Atlanta.
Oh, okay. You learn something new every day. Okay.
Yeah,
so
kind
let me...
of like Duluth, Lawrenceville, all of that is still Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a friend that lives in Duluth. Okay. Well, she never taught me that,
mm-hmm.
so I'll have to ask her about it. Okay. Okay, and the next question I have here for you.
Yeah, we still call it Atlanta.
Good to know. I guess it's like just like the mm-hmm. like the surrounding area, I guess, even though it's not like specific.
Yeah, it's a metro Atlanta.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. So in terms of hair relaxer, did you use it at least 4 times a year before you were diagnosed?
Probably more than that. It was, monthly. We usually do it like once a month or every 2 months or something like that. So maybe about 10 times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Maybe, yeah, you know, probably like 10 times. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you say on average...
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You saying that that was for how long were you using it? If you were estimating about 10 times a year, how many years would you say that you were using it on and off?
At least from like 2013 or something, 2013, 14 to mm-hmm. until this year.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So basically for about 10 years, is that right?
Almost 10 years. Or longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Jeez. Okay. So let me get some information about you here. What's your date of birth?
September the 9th, 1981.
And you said that was September the 9th of 1981. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by hair relaxer or not to your knowledge?
I'm not sure.
No worries. Okay. Was it in primarily the state of Georgia that you're using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay. And I know we're estimating about 2013, 2014 of when you started. What year did you just want me to put down? 2014, just as an estimate?
That's fine. 2014 is fine, yeah.
Okay. And for the month, obviously, you know, since you're not able to pinpoint 10 years back, did you just want me to go ahead and put January the 1st, or was there a specific month you were thinking of when you started?
Like November, you can put November to this year. It really doesn't matter. I just know it was between those years, 2013 and 2014.
Right, of course. And again, we'll just put these as estimations. Okay. For this year, I know that you were diagnosed in March. So for the last time that you used hair relaxer, just as an estimate, did you want me to go ahead and put January or February?
Was the last time that I used it?
Mm-hmm. From
when I stopped using it? Yeah, it was like February.
February. Okay, I'll go ahead and put February 1st of this year. Okay, and you said that you basically use it, you know, once a month or even, you know, 10 to 12 times a month. 10 to 12 times a year. Is that right?
Not in a clip.
Right. Oh my gosh, that would be very extreme. I'm sorry. That was a slip up. My bad.
It's okay.
Okay, and for the actual hair relaxer itself, did you primarily use it at home, or were you pretty much going to a salon for the most part?
Yeah, both.
Both, okay, got it. And when you did buy it at home, do you remember where you were purchasing it from? Was it like a Sally's, like, you know, a generic local beauty supply store, a Walgreens? Where did you mostly buy it?
All of the above. Yeah, beauty supply stores, Walmart, I mean, like, you know, Sally's,
yeah.
Beauty, you know.
Got it. Okay, I'll go ahead and put that. And in terms of the salon, obviously, you know, you might not recall the salons that you were going to. Would it just be safe for me to go ahead and put that salons that were in Atlanta for the most part?
Yeah, that's
Okay, got it. And do you recall the name brand that you were mostly using? Was it the L'Oreal one, Dark and Lovely? Was it African Pride, Nature?
Exactly.
Which one would you say?
L'Oreal.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for the next question here, I do have to ask it exactly the way that it's, you know, spelled out for us, but I will kind of break it down once I do say it because it is a bit confusing. And the question goes as, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Okay, so I know
Wait,
that was a mouthful. I know, it's a mouthful. Okay, so let me go ahead and kind of break it down to what it's asking. Starting first with the year that you started using it. And again, as an estimation, we put 2013, 2014. They're asking that once you started using it regularly for at least a year, which in this case would be 2014, 2015, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're asking if the diagnosis of your cancer happened at least 2 or more years after 2014, 2015.
Which in this case, because I just got diagnosed.
This year, exactly. Okay, so for that one, we'll go ahead and put yes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for answering that.
Yes, it happened after.
Right. That's kind of weird. I know.
It's the way it's worded is a bit strange, but thank you so much for asking that. Okay, and after you were diagnosed earlier this year, what type of treatments did they put you on? With that have been radiation, chemotherapy? Did you have to have a hysterectomy?
Yeah, I did have to have a hysterectomy. You asking, wait, what was that question? What medications?
What type of treatment
or what
did
was
have?
That?
Yeah, like what did they? So once you were diagnosed, what was their procedure?
I had to have a biopsy.
Okay.
Sure. That's how I was diagnosed. They did a biopsy, a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
They did a one of those ultrasound things that go in, vaginal ultrasound thing, TVUS. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They did a, what else? Yeah.
Okay. When would you say that your treatment date started? Basically, once you were diagnosed, when did they start treating you? Was it still in the month of March that you were treated for your, for the cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What
yeah,
date?
It was like the...
Okay, go ahead.
Like that. It was like March the 2nd.
Okay. So, so pretty much right after. Okay. And was this also by the same doctor or was this a separate doctor?
Yeah, same.
Same one. Okay. Same. Got it. So I'll go ahead and put her information here then. Okay. All right. Oh, let me go ahead and put the phone number as well. Okay, and I'll go ahead and start prepping our consent forms here. For the HIPAA consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Okay, thank you.
Is this my gender?
Yes,
oh, okay.
I did have to ask the question, but yes, thank you for answering it. It's just something that we have to ask. Yeah. Okay, and besides Erica Johnson being your name, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial or just first and last?
No.
Okay. Got it.
Erica Johnson.
Okay, perfect. And may I please have your social? If you don't feel comfortable giving me the full, I could just go with the last four.
It's 432-514084.
Perfect. And that was 432-514084. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And what's going to be the best phone number for you here? I'm sorry, not the phone number. I have your phone number. The best email address. Yeah.
Erica, ErikaKane, as in Eric, and then 000 at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, so I'll read that back to you. So I have Erica and then Kane, KANE 000 at gmail.com. Is that right?
Uh-huh, KANE.
KANE. Okay, perfect. And then the phone number that we confirmed with earlier, this is still the best one, the 404-956-9777.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Perfect. And what's the best physical address for you?
4650 East Ponce de Leon. I don't know if you know how to spell it.
Is it Clarkston?
Ponce de Leon, East Ponce de Leon.
Is that Clarkston?
Yeah, Clarkston.
Perfect. Is there a unit number, apartment
mm-hmm.
number, or is it a house?
Apartment D as in David, number one.
One. Okay, got it. That's funny, D1. Okay, so I have it as 4650 East Ponce de Leon Avenue, apartment D1 in Clarkston, Georgia, 30021. Is that all correct?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, and at your doctor's office, they are going to have the medical records that do show your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact number. We're not able to share with them any information about the case. It's just so that in case this number gets disconnected, we just like having a second number on file.
Okay.
Okay.
404-500-8748.
Okay. And the last part, was that 8748?
Uh-huh, 8748.
8748. Okay, and whose number is that? Just the first name will be fine.
Oh, you need an emergency contact or an alternate number?
Either way, whichever works. Is this another number that you have?
That was just an alternate number.
Okay, got
it.
Yeah,
that's just another number that I have, an alternate number.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put that in then. Thank you so much for sorry, I should have clarified on that. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and get these forms drafted up for us. If I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Wait, say that again?
I'm going to go ahead and get these forms drafted up. If I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Put you on the speakerphone?
Yes, please.
Oh, you're on the speakerphone now.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'm just going to confirm this information here. You are confirming that you are Erica Johnson at 4650 East Ponce-de-Leon Avenue, apartment D1 in Clarkston, Georgia, 30021. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you are confirming your date of birth as September the 9th of 1981 with the social security number of 43251-4084. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent you both a text message and email for the link. So whenever you see it pop up, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And these are the documents to sign for the attorney?
Exactly. So this is going to be what is going to create the relationship between you and the attorneys so that when they do actually pull the medical records on your behalf and work on your case, they're actually going to be using these forms when they request it from your doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and if you're looking at the text message, go ahead and click on the link to the website and just let me know when it pops up.
Oh, I'm there already.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Oh, so, am I not supposed to be signing and stuff?
No, that's correct. Sorry. It's a lot quicker than I anticipated. So thank you for that. Yeah, so do you see on the page that you're on?
Right on through.
Yeah, does it say continue anywhere, or does it ask you if you agree to SMS messages? Are you at that portion?
Yeah, I'm already at select start to begin. Harrison litigation.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yes, go ahead and click where it says start to begin.
Right
through. Perfect. Okay, that's great then. Okay, and then once you go ahead and click start, you're going to see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Go ahead and click on that. Then you can draw your signature the way you normally do or click select file. They'll create one for you,
right,
whichever you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And then click adopt and sign at the bottom left. And then just go ahead and tap on all those other yellow boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's initials, just make sure that you put your initials in that box. And once you have clicked on all the yellow boxes, there should be a finish button for you.
Yep, and that finish. Are you finished signing?
Perfect. Okay. I know there's
a
continue. Yep, there's a continue button, but you can actually just exit off of that. It's not necessary or required for you to create an account. And that's basically it. You don't need to do anything at this point. Someone from the law firm directly will be contacting you within the next 4 days. They do just do an introductory phone call with you. It's about 5 minutes, and then they start pulling your records, and they'll go from there. And in a few minutes, I'll also text you my direct number as well. So just in case you have any questions, just feel free to give me a call or shoot me a text, and I'll be able to assist you. Okay, Erica?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your time again. I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but we do look forward to getting you some justice here, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yep. You have a lovely rest of your evening.
Have a good
day. And Happy New Year, okay?
All right. You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.